The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Are we live? It seems that the YouTube interface, the Rumble interface seems poorly responsive, but I think we should be live, or most of you should start receiving us soon. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Stephen Robinson says hello. End of the line, Joel says, traditional Canadian meals like vindaloo curry and naan bread. No, this is exactly not what I'm after. You have found exactly what I'm looking not to include. Okay, now we're live, it seems. I was going through, well, the beginning of the winter, and I really want to write a book, and yet I don't feel like I'm ready to do the moral signal. I think I'm going to need a couple of years of the children growing so that I can have a little more time for me to really concentrate intellectually on the moral signal. But I was thinking maybe I should use this winter to write a food encyclopedia of white people, a food encyclopedia of European food. And it's been stimulating to me. I've been dreaming about this. And I think the reason I would like to talk to you guys tonight about it is I'd like to crowdsource. Am I missing some angles here? Because I have a deep knowledge of food, and I've been thinking a lot about what defines European food with respect to Asian food and to other foods of the Middle East. And, you know, you can see the penetration of Middle Eastern styles up to Greece, up to even Italy. And I wanted to put a line of demarcation precisely so that we don't have a book about curry and naan bread. So that's how bad your suggestion is. I'm truly looking at the definition of white people cuisine and the whole expression of it, because it goes from, you know, the things that I truly adore as a Quebecois, poutine, burger joints, fries, you know. We call them patate. We call them potato, literally, the type of restaurant that produces hot dogs, burgers, and French fries, and poutine. But then it also goes through the high level, you know, French cooking, baking, fondue, plated meats. And I've been also asking Grok to try to feed some diversity in this so that I can understand what is the extent of white people cuisine if we define white people, say, as Western Europeans and up to Eastern Europeans, even including Eastern Europeans, Russians, Swedish, Finland. If you include all of this, what are the histories of European cuisine and how it's traveled from high-level $100 meals, super high-class fine cuisine, down to burger joints, French fries, sandwiches, and you know, these little these little community meals where you just go to a Christian church or you go to a white meetup in some lost places of Canada, and you have local women preparing so much. These little stuffed bread, these little stuffed buns, these all of this food that is so white that I think it deserves at this point to be included in an umbrella. So I asked Grok to give me 300 different recipes that are white in essence. And what I realize is that, yeah, white people, as you say, end of the line, Joel, meat heavy. What I realize is that white people cuisine is based around the climate in which we live. It's based around surviving the winter. It's based around storing calories in terms of fat. It is based around the cows, the dairy, the cheeses, the cow fat, the beef, the pork fat. And I've learned some things because I realized that I have a Western European inclination. I learned about Finland, Poland. I have lots of recipes here, Ukraine, Russia. Grok has educated me on German cuisine that I didn't know about, Denmark, Swedish, and Norway. And I wanted to talk to you guys so that you can tell me, what do you hold dear in your heart in terms of meals? Because I want those little exceptions that Grok wouldn't catch or that I wouldn't know about. If you're Norwegian, if you're Polish, if you're whatever, I would like to hear from you. What is a food that you feel is truly from your people, as much as I feel that, say, poutine is from my people, tortilla, meat pie is from my people, although meat pie exists elsewhere. It's very typical the way Quebecois do it. So if you have ideas like this, put them in the regular chat. I already see some things that I hadn't included. And chicken pot pie. Yeah, that is very white. See, that is very European. It's American. And yes, not just European things that are traditionally considered European. I'm interested in what happens to the European diaspora across the planet and American cuisine. I'm interested, what do you eat at your truck stops? What is something, because of course I've included in the list biscuits and gravy, that kind of stuff. But perhaps I'm missing stuff. Pierogi, I got this one. Sir Dubsky says, Jeff, could you do a cooking stream? Well, to be actually cooking on the stream, that would require some arrangements of my house and some cooking studio. It's very hard to to put this together. Shrimp or crawfish étouffée, Cajun French food. That I had some gumbo, Cajun Louisiana style French food, but I'll include this crawfish étouffée. That sounds very interesting. So I'm taking notes on what. Just cook a steak, bro. Well, that would be tuna casserole. I don't know what a tuna casserole looks like. I'm going to take the note here. In terms of desserts, says end of the line, Joel, Paczi, a Polish donut. Very interesting. I'll take a note of this. I didn't know about this, and it didn't came up from the Maltaskan. What is Maltaskan? Let's search this on Google. Large meat-filled dumpling in Swabian cuisine. Place of origin, Germany. Wow. So we have this very Chinese-like dumplings from Germany. Isn't that interesting? A protected geographical indication, The dish is significant to the cultural heritage of Baden-Württemberg. Wow. Bavaria. Okay. Never heard of this. See, I'm learning things already. I'm learning things that I didn't know about. That is exactly why I was here. Why I wanted to... Sunday roast in the UK. But what is Sunday roast? What does it offer? What are the meals that you would expect in a Sunday roast? Pelmeni. What is pelmeni? Dumplings of Russian cuisine. Wow. So again, tortillon-like meal with some sour cream or yogurt from Russia. Wow, I had never heard of this. Pelmeni. Yorkshire pudding, I've included this on my list. Thank you. Haggis, of course, I've included haggis on my list. Meatloaf, I've included meatloaf. Moules frites, I've included... I've included moules et frites. Now, Schweinshaxi. Schweinshaxi, crispy German pork knuckle. Wow. Whoa. That is beautiful. I had never heard of this. Schweinshaxi. A German pork knuckle. I'm taking this in a note, of course. This one looks very good. Look, what is that ball? There's a potato ball that comes with it. Literally, swine's hock in German cuisine is a roasted ham hock. The ham hock is the end of the pig's leg just above the ankle and below the meaty ham portion. A variation of this dish is known in parts of Germany as Eisbein, in which the ham hock is pickled and usually slightly boiled. Whoa, interesting. Peasant food, they call it, and it's served with potato dumplings, so the ball of potato is this. Chicken fried steak. That's a good one, because I do know about chicken fried steak, but I didn't quite have exactly this in my notes. I have to investigate the chicken fried steak. Chibureki. Chibureki. What is this? We have Germans in the chat. deep fried turnovers. Crimean Tatar cuisine. So deep fried turnovers here. Triangular shape, a popular street dish, a single round piece of dough folded over the filling in a crescent shape. What is the filling? Meat and onions, ground meat and onions. All right, added to my list. Chibureki, I had never heard of this. So you guys are capturing very well my blind spots. Banana pudding milkshake with extra caramel. Absolutely, we need to introduce all of this. I want to talk about diner cuisine. I would like to study diner, truck stop cuisine, even perhaps convenience store cuisine. Bagna coda, Italian. Let's see what that is. Bagna coda, Marcellina. Whoa, what is that? A robust combination of garlic and anchovies. This classic recipe is from the region of Piedmont. Wow, wow, wow. That must taste fishy. Oh, anchovies. I'm taking note of this. Steak Diane. that is kind of a poorly prepared steak in a diner, I guess. Is there any other definition? Steak Diane. with the Dion sauce, schnitzel with green sauce. Let's have a look at what that is. Schnitzel with greens. Classic Frankfurter green sauce. Frankfurter with gray SOB. Let's try to see if we can get an image. Frankfurt schnitzel with gray SOSS green sauce. Okay, so it's a, it seems like it's a veal, maybe a veal chop breaded with sauce. I have something like this already in my note, but I'll take note of this just in case. Let's take JF to Flavor Town. Well, absolutely. You guys are being very resourceful. Yamon Iberico, Spain's iconic curd ham from acorn-fed Iberian pigs. That sounds very good. That sounds like jambon de Bayonne. Let's have a look at it. Yes, very much like jambon de Bayonne. Let's note it, jambon de Bayonne. So very iconic prosciutto style, salted, aged. Toad in the hole. I heard this term before. What is that? Is that a sausage-based meal? Juicy sausages. A traditional Brit... Ah, yes. A traditional British dish consisting of sausages in Yorkshire. Wow, wow, wow. Pudding batter, usually served with onion gravy, mashed potatoes, and vegetable. I'm taking note of this. I'm absolutely taking note of this. Stamppot, the national dish of the Netherlands. Mashed potatoes with kale, onions, carrots. Wow, you guys are being extremely resourceful because the Grok didn't tell me that much. So what is this? Stamppot, a twist on your mashed potatoes. So you got sausage that is laid over mashed potatoes. Okay, I'm going to take note of this. Why do I have dropped frames? What the fuck is wrong? Are you guys receiving me well on Rumble? Because this is so frustrating. How can I have dropped frames? How does that work? Why? It seems that I'm live. Are you guys receiving me with a delay? Do you have to restart? I don't know what causes this. It's not normal. It seems like maybe there's some kind of ISP blockade, or maybe some my optical wires are misaligned, or is it the coming of the winter? Hopefully you guys are receiving me without too much buffering. So let me know on Rumble, how is it going and is it endurable? Baked fish, salmon, trout, absolutely. Manchego with membrillo. What is this? Is it the cheese, the manchego cheese? What? Appetizers don't come any more easy than this. The classic Spanish pairing of sweet membrillo, a thick paste made from cooked quince, and nutty manchego cheese. Oh, okay, so you got kind of a fruity paste on basically using the manchego as a sort of bread or cracker on which the paste is laid out. I'm taking note of this. A bit choppy. Guy Slapkin says, yes, there was an occasion Occasional buffering. Have you tried lowering the bitrate in OBS? Well, yeah, the bitrate is low for sure. So this is a bitrate that should work readily. So if it's not working, there's some sort of misconnection either with Streamlabs, the service that does the multi-streaming. Because my internet is working. My internet is not delayed. I'm gonna have to just continue the show tonight, and I'm gonna have to investigate this because I have a working internet all day, but then I come during the show and something happens. My internet keeps working, but this connection. So is it Rumble, the Rumble server, static key? No, John Braun, bibimbap, Korean, does not qualify. I am looking strictly for white people food. White people food from Europe to America to Australia. I am looking for what defines the evolution of food trends historically across white peoples. So no bibimbap allowed. Boudin is a Louisiana sausage I highly recommend. Even our donut places / gas stations carry boudin colaches for breakfast. I certainly do have boudin already noted, but you're telling me that this is a special Louisiana version. I will investigate this. Porridge. I heard this term a lot of times, porridge. Porridge. But I don't think I've ever eaten this. Oh, so is this the... Yeah, if we want to be encyclopedic, we need to cover the porridge. So it's this kind of oatmeal for the morning with fruits. I'm adding it to the list. Shamrock Shake says, I think it's a Rumble thing, not a JF issue. Well, what about you guys on YouTube? Are you buffering on YouTube? Because, It may be that just the stream service, the multi-stream service I use, it may have problems sending it toward Rumble. So what about you guys on the regular chat on YouTube? Do you receive me with buffering, or do you have a pleasant watching experience? Kangaroo Sausage, Australia. Yeah, I haven't found much meals from Australia. I do have a couple ones in my list that I worked on with Grok. I have the Aussie meat pie, pastry filled with minced beef, gravy, and onions. I have the Lamington, sponge cake coated in chocolate and coconut. And then you gave me the kangaroo sausage. On YouTube, your video looks like it's 10 FPS. I have to watch your stream with the 10-second delay, or it keeps buffering if I watch live. Well, that really sucks. Cabbage rolls. Yes, unconventional wisdom. I do have this on my list. Now, I didn't know that cabbage rolls were so common. To us, Quebecois, we call it cigare au chou. And it is typically a roll of cabbage, including meat and rice. But then I found out doing the research with Grok, and Grok explained to me that this all comes from Russia, ultimately, and you have Russian and Eastern Europeans who have developed this recipe, and it spread up to my people, the Quebecois people. We do cigare au chou. All right, goulash. I don't remember. What is goulash? Best goulash recipe. Ah, what is... Oh, so it's like hamburger helper? Goulash is always in style ground beef, tomatoes, beef broth. Okay, hamburger helper style. Ah, the Fort et Noir, gâteau, Fort et Noir, Black Forest cake. Yeah, that's a good idea. It is quite symbolic. It is a stuffed blini. Russian, a stuffed pancake with meat. I love stuffed pancakes with meat. So there it is, blini. There's also a vegetarian version, but this one has meat in it. Okay, interesting. Beef barley soup. Oh yeah, absolutely. Beef and barley, they go so well together. Chicken and dumpling, that is something I've eaten recently. Having a romantic story with a woman from the center of the U.S. Thief in Law says, is meat pie kind of like deep dish pizza with no crust? Well, meat pie is a pie that's filled with meat. Is it philosophically like a deep dish pizza? I guess, but there is a crust to it. There is a crust to meat pie. The sides tend to have more paste to it, more pastry to it. And then it's covered, unlike a deep dish pizza, which is not necessarily opened. Breakfast roll. Oh, wow. What is this? Breakfast roll. The breakfast roll is a breakfast sandwich consisting of a bread roll filled with elements of traditional fried breakfast. It is served at a wide variety of convenience shops. Whoa, what is this? I've never eaten this. Is that an egg? There's a smashed egg. Is that an onion ring? And then what? Butter, sausage, onion ring, egg. That definitely qualifies for my list. Breakfast rolls. Wow. Never heard of this. Borscht. That is a soup, and it's already included. It's already on my list. In fact, I already started studying the recipes for borscht. So it's a soup that is mostly centered around beets. So it's a very red soup with sour cream or yogurt dolloped on top of it. Esiotel says, I worry that JF will not include the most famous and recent wheat food, the hot wing invented in upstate New York. Hot wings. I am totally interested in having a section on hot wings. And Sergeant Steele, yes, obviously I'm reading the chat. Every single recipe I'm talking about comes directly from the chat. So, catletti. What is a catletti? Russian catletti. Turkey and pork patties. Okay, so it's like balls of turkey and pork like this. I'll note it just in case. Doesn't seem super special. Sauteed reindeer. Let's see. Sauteed reindeer is perhaps the best known traditional meal from Sapmi in Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Russia and Saka. Well, if it is so emblematic, let's have a look. So it's cranberries, pickles, some sort of pulled meat, sauteed reindeer. It's probably not actual reindeer. Are reindeers usually steak or the back of the reindeer is used? Oh, so it's actual reindeer. I thought, are reindeers an imaginary creature or are they real? Buckwheat pancakes, that is absolutely great. And what I love is the trois petits cochons à la québécoise, buckwheat pancakes rolled around sausages, and the sausages are covered with old cheddar cheese. And it melts the old cheddar cheese and you get basically a rolled sausage in a buckwheat pancake. Syrniki. Let's have a look at Syrniki. Syrniki recipe, Russian cheese pancakes. Ah, see? Exactly as I was describing. A mix of cheese and pancakes. However, those are sweet. Sweet pancakes. Yes, I guess if I want to be encyclopedic about it, I'm going to have to include a sweet breakfast and desserts, even if I don't really like dirty rice, I guess. Is that a white thing? Philly cheesesteak is already on my list. Caribou, already on my list. Boozy rhubarb and custard tart. Whoa, that looks very good. So I got all these warnings on screen, but we can kind of see the tart here. Boozy rhubarb and custard tart. I love the flavor of rhubarb in a pie. Rhubarb pie is already on my list. Saka equals honorary Aryan. Tarte à la falouche. À la farlouche. Never heard of this, and yet it's in my language, my native language. A traditional French tart from the region of Lorraine. Tarte à la farlouche. It's the mincemeat pie. It's a mincemeat pie. Well, you know, even if it seems to be somewhat of a Quebecois tradition with raisin, there's one I have never heard about. My family was not into mincemeat or raisin much, so never heard about this. Dirty rice is another Cajun dish. Yeah, I've been wondering, are Cajuns really white? I mean, if I'm gonna write a book about white people food, I was like the Cajun. Can I see a Cajun, please? Can I see someone? Just to have a look and determine, do they deserve the categorization as white? I don't know. I've never watched one in the eyes. Frog Eyes says, Amazon should give JF his own food show where he travels Europe eating their local cuisine. I would totally do this. I would love to be able to do this. Pickled herring on rye, says Plapides. That sounds interesting. S'more broad. So I've already included in my list s'more broad because I would like to cover extensively the idea of protein on a piece of bread. Because when you think about, when you want to retrace the whole history of the sandwich, it becomes extremely interesting. And I've been discussing with Grok about this and saying, how could we draw the evolution, the phylogeny of the sandwich? And it turns out that one-sided sandwiches, like the smørrebrød of Danish origin, is actually evolutionarily preceding of the full sandwich. So sandwiches started with the canapé style, with a layer, basically, where the bread was mostly a container of the food. It was meant kind of as a plate for the food. And this has been going on from the 4th century, maybe, up to the 16th, 17th, 18th. And only in the 18th century was the concept of a full sandwich invented. I'm giving you these details by remembrance. I'm not sure of the exact dates, but I was trying to lay this out with Grok. And so there's the English invention of the sandwich with the term sandwich, which comes basically from simply the obligations that stemmed from someone working. It appears that Sir whoever was working at a desk and therefore asked for his sandwich to be two-sided. Oh yeah, the po' boy sandwich. That is very white. I remember. What is the po' boy sandwich? The po' boy sandwich. Because, oh yeah, it's a shrimp sandwich. I remember being in New Orleans. Is it white? Is it really white? Or is it more like black cuisine? Because it's a sandwich supposedly filled with some seafood, like the shrimps here. Yeah, the Sir Earl of Sandwich gave the name sandwich ultimately to this invention of having the two sides, the two-sided sandwich. And then I was tracing back the whole evolution from one-sided sandwiches to Subway sandwiches, because then you have the concept of Subway. Subway pops out in New York at a specific metro station in which they opened the first Subway. And it's a metro station in which there's a long transit. So people, professionals wanting to go work, they needed something that is eatable on the Subway. And Subway is also like, it's the idea of a tunnel, the idea of a long tunnel, like a submarine. And therefore, the sandwich becomes bilateral, but with a link between the two sides, where simply a cut of knife is used to make the sandwich insertable from the side. Beef Wellington, that's already on my list. Beef Wellington. Moussaka, Greek eggplant beef bake. I think we're reaching with the Greeks and moussaka, we're reaching stuff that is highly influenced by Middle Eastern cultures, and I didn't want to include these things in my encyclopedia. I really wanted it to be about white people. But I still keep the moussaka in note just for research purposes. Nicholas Petrus says, I'm vegan other than honey, so my opinions on food wouldn't be worth much to you guys, but probably my favorite Greek food is roasted potatoes. I love many vegan foods. Okay. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to have to end the show relatively early today because I need to fix this dropped frames. I've been doing this for years. And dropped frame is very rare, especially if the internet is working. I mean, I'm getting internet reception without problem. La Guédi Oma, that is already on my list, actually. La Guédi Oma, that is a Quebecois. Although the one on my list was chicken giddy. So the Quebecois people at our fries stops, we have burger, hot dog, French fries, of course, poutine. But there is a lesser known thing to Quebecois. It's the giddy. And it's the idea of taking the bread of a hot dog and filling it with some sort of a salad. Filling it with some sort of a salad that is, let's say, celery, onion, chicken, mayo. That kind of salad, you know, cold salad. And there's also a version of it with lobster. Now, this is an item that a lot of the youth in Quebec don't know about. But if you went to an old fries place, you would have this on the menu. Honey is glorious indeed. Sure, I may talk about honey. English roast potatoes and beef fat. Absolutely. I know many Cajuns, they are totally white, and some still speak some strange form of French. Okay, well, then we'll have to include Cajun cuisine. Shortbread. What is shortbread? Is it the cookies? Is it some kind of shortbread? Are we talking about the shortbread cookies? Shortbread cookies, yes. Best Scottish shortbread recipes. So it's these very buttery. Those are phenomenal cookies. I mean, it's impressive as you chew through this. It's like, wow. Finally, a cookie that tastes good. But it's like the they filled it with so much butter. It's like suspended butter. But yeah, those cookies are good. Bacon, just bacon. Absolutely, bacon will have its place. Satsivi. Chicken and walnut sauce, a Georgian dish. Okay, didn't know about this. Georgian satsivi. So what is this? It is made using poultry, such as chicken or turkey, into a walnut sauce, typically seasoned with salt, pepper, garlic, fenugreek, coriander. Okay, okay. Adding it to the list right now. Cooking and baking with maple syrup, absolutely. Sarmal is the national dish of Romania. Pickled cabbage rolls filled with mixture of mincemeat and herbs. Wow. Okay. I think Grok had told me about sarmal. I'll have to check back my list. Pecan pie is very white, says the setcast. Yeah, I don't like dessert, but you're right. There's not. It's very white. It's very white. Beef bourguignon, of course, I believe I have it on my list. Let me just make sure. Cabbage roll, but fermented. What is that? Fermented cabbage roll. Romanian cabbage roll. Okay, it's sarmal. So I already included it in my list. Ah, sweetbreads. Is this what they meant by shortbreads? Because sweetbreads is very good. It is very white cuisine. I love sweetbreads. Sweetbreads must be included. Oh yeah, Belgian waffles. And you know what? You guys remind me with these waffles. Chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles is extremely white hipster cuisine. We also have various beverages, absolutely. If you have some to... Do Canadians eat pâté? Yeah, well, pâté en croûte is very good. I was looking at recipes of pâté en croûte. Sweetbreads is good enough for Hannibal Lecter. Must be good. Oh, is there a sweetbread scene in Hannibal Lecter? I don't know, because I haven't quite watched these movies. I only watched the part where Hannibal is opening the brain of the guy, the cranium of the guy. That part I saw, but I haven't watched much of these Hannibal Lecter movies. Wrapped grape leaves. I'm going to put this in my notes. I don't know. Grape leaves. I don't know what that would be. Nicholas Petris says, maybe it's a given, but we need to be sure to include maple syrup. Absolutely. I have a whole list of various Sugar Shack recipes involving maple syrup. I also tend to include maple syrup in a lot of my personal high-class recipes, because maple syrup is the perfect sugar base for plated meats, for sauces. John Drake says, no, JF, two different things. Okay, chicken waffle, bacon egg tacos, salmon pate on bruschetta, smorgasbord. I don't know what that is. Let's Google it. Smorgasbord. The name is quite literal. Sandwich cake is a savory main dish, not a dessert, of Swedish origin. Ah, it's a layered sandwich. Very, very interesting. Because in some community meals that I went to when I was young, they were making these multi-layered sandwiches. But now I see that it's a Swedish tradition. Look at this with the kind of egg filling, maybe, or whatever it is. And then salmon, shrimps. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know about this. Are omelets Europeans? I think I should definitely do some research on omelets. Definitely they are. I'm sure that there are omelets being made across the world. But the idea that an omelet is a thing is probably a very European thing. beef chili. Absolutely, I have a lot of chili stuff on my list. Foie gras, of course, is on my list. Chocolate zucchini bread or panettone. The Cornish pasty was said to be invented for Cornish miners. It has meat and vegetable folded into pastry. The miners could eat the pastry, holding closing of the pastry with their dirty hands. Absolutely. I just ate a Cornish pastry, and so it's definitely in my list. Cornbread, yeah, that's a thing in the south of the U.S. Also iced, unsweetened iced tea. Unsweetened iced tea is a thing that I remember being shocked by. Because as a Canadian, there's this idea that if you go in a convenience store, you can buy a little can of iced tea. But generally, it's going to be mixed with lemonade. But then I arrive in the south of the U.S. in one of my travels. And the locals are like, do you want iced tea? And I was like, what? And it's like, what would iced tea be? And I realize it's literally just tea. It's literally, they just boil water. They put like 12 bags of tea in it, and it can give liters and liters of this stuff. And they literally just put ice in it. And it's good. It's kind of interesting. Corned beef sandwich. Yes, it is Jewish. But I think I can put a little insert in my encyclopedia about it, because it's definitely very good food that emerges from the relationship between Jews and Western civilization. Lancashire hot pot. What is the, yeah, leaks I've already included. JF, poppy seed as a filling for pastries like in these buns. Lithuanian poppy seed buns. Okay, I'll do some research on this. Lancashire hot pot. So yeah, classical hot pot, I guess I can include it on my list to research the various stews and hot pots. Corned beef is German, in my opinion. It's interesting, the history of the Reuben sandwich, basically. Definitely, it is German, but from the perspective of a Quebecois, we experienced it through, probably, I mean, this is my guess, the reason Jews of Montreal are specifically involved in the smoking and processing of the brisket of the beef is probably that they learned the tradition from Germany. And since there weren't that much Jewish, there weren't that much German immigration, but there was much Jewish immigration, they ended up being the carriers of this German tradition. IKEA, says KL. Of course, the Swedish meatballs of IKEA are on my list. Portuguese chorizo on a fresh baked roll right off the grill. Gonna take this in note. You guys have given me a lot of ideas that Grok wasn't, hadn't paid attention to. Poppy seed breads for buns or bagels are the best option, but I don't see them much. IKEA's meatballs, lingonberry, mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, that's already on my list. Definitely an item of international fame. Black pudding is already on my list. Thank you, computer and technology. Stews are very European. Yes, I've been documenting all of the stews across various traditions and countries. Beet soup says Jewish food is just Eastern European food without pork. Well, it's interesting, this take. Shamrock Shake says potato latkes are Jewish, I think. Yeah, to talk of them as latkes is Jewish. However, I believe that the idea of a smashed potato hash, basically, definitely I've seen it in my research, is out there in Finland, in Sweden, and they have long-standing traditions of those. So I wouldn't be surprised that this is not Jewish originated. The clubhouse sandwich, oh yeah. Yeah, and if you guys have ideas, what do you eat at a truck stop? What do you eat when you don't want to take the burger at the burger joint? Because I think pickles, breaded pickles, that kind of stuff. I'd like to do a full umbrella review of these little foods, these snack foods. Simon Tespai says, Jeff, do you drink milk? Absolutely, I drink milk pretty regularly, pretty much every day or every other day, if not. Beer battered, halibut, and chips. Of course, fish and chips and various forms. What's the stew called in the Toulouse region? I would have to research this. I do not know. Lohi Latiko. That's something I've not heard of before. Okay, so there's not even English references to it. So we're deep here. I like this. We're so deep. There's not even an English reference to it. Let's find what it is. Looks like it may be some kind of Dauphinoise potato. Just trying to access the website here. Lohi Latico. Wow. I'm going to have to translate to English to understand the recipe, but I had not heard of this. It looks like a Dauphinois covered. Maybe there's salmon in it, if I see correctly. Cassoulet, absolutely. Baked camembert, absolutely. Already in my list. Sevaspichichich. I don't even know how to say this, but let's Google it. A grilled dish of mincemeat found traditionally in the countries of Southeast Europe, the Balkans, Serbia. Look at this. Sevapcici. So mincemeat that was put back together into some kind of a sausage. Wow. The pig alms is a traditional Romanian recipe that is usually cooked by the woman. It is a mixture of different parts of the pork meant to reward the hard work of the man. Taking note of this, let's have a look at, can we have some pictures of this? The pig alms. Pomana porsuri. Okay, they have a recipe here, but they don't have a picture. Pomana porsuri. So it's like little pieces of pork, just well-cooked pieces of pork. Pork neck, legs, spare ribs, fatty bacon. So basically just cubes of pork. Okay, adding it to my eaten mess. I thought you were saying something like Elon Musk. So I was ignoring this. But in fact, it is the name of an English dessert. Oh, boy. Quite a mess. It's just messy fruits over messy cream of some sort. Whipped cream. So it's whipped cream and berries. Okay. Didn't know that it had a name. The Eaton Mess. Birthday cake, says Esiatal. He says, as stupid as it sounds, and I don't eat it. Yes, definitely. If we are to capture European traditions in the domain of cooking, we must include the birthday cake. It's annoying because the birthday cake is always brought up by the birthday cake is always brought by a woman, and she's stuffing calories down everyone's throat, and it's not particularly good, so it's not like a unique culinary experience, and yet you gain calories by eating this basically store-prepared shit. I hate it, and it's high. Yeah, deviled egg, definitely I have it. Clementine panna cotta, that is something I didn't have on my list. Let's add it. Yeah, mimosa, definitely. Semla. I like that you guys are coming with a lot of Eastern European stuff and Norton stuff, because I know much less about these traditions. So semla would be this dessert, a sweet little bun with some whipped cream. All right, chip butty is a Irish what? Oh, I'm definitely including this. A 2 pieces of bread with fries and ketchup in it? What is happening? What is happening to these Irish people? A traditional chip butty. what is the interest here? Is there something else in the sandwich that we don't see? Chip butty. Okay, so you can have a higher class version of it. Here, it seems like there's some sort of maybe barbecue sauce or beer sauce, but it's still just fries in a freaking sandwich. I'm definitely... Sean Mister says, Papa, can you get high off not eating food? Well, if I do fasting, like I'm in quasi-fasting the last few days, in the sense that I don't eat lots. I eat maybe one thing a day these days. Can you get high? Some people who do fasting will claim that, but they're mostly annoying and they just want to drag attention. I personally don't think you can get high. Now, you can have a kind of feeling of some degree of lightheadedness, perhaps. That would be the way to describe it. Plapides says, JF, has anyone mentioned nuts, just plain quality nuts? Absolutely. I'll have to do some research to determine are there nuts that are purely European? Or is it a particularly European tradition to eat nuts, or are they pretty much common around the world? Gyro. Gyro is definitely on my list already. Gyro with lamb. But I was wondering also about gyro, because is it a European tradition? The Greeks? It's the Greeks, I guess. I guess it counts as European. It's very Mediterranean. And I wanted to stay away from this whole parsley lemon cuisine. I hate it. And I'm going to just define it as non-white. Just, if you have parsley or lemon in your cuisine, I'm just disqualifying. Hero, darn it. You mean what, the hero sandwich? A hero sandwich. So the hero sandwich, if I remember correctly, is a kind of a meatball sandwich. I would have to research this. No tabbouleh. Is that the name of a meal, or are you just saying we... Yeah, no tabbouleh. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. So I don't want to include in this the Middle Eastern, North African cuisines, including their influences into the Mediterranean cuisine. To me, white cuisine is about something else. It's, well, I'm not disqualifying lemon if you use lemon in a white way. But if you just spread lemon all over everything with parsley and with yogurt, then fuck off. Yeah, it's not going to be included. Je suis Charlie says, salata de boeuf, beef salad. The main ingredients are the proteins, potatoes, carrots, pickles, and mayo. I'm going to have to do some research on this. I don't know what that is. But is it like tartare de boeuf? Or is it's a salad of beef? And I was thinking about my experiences in steakhouses. There was this iceberg lettuce quart, a kind of block of lettuce. I still don't know what's the name for it. Block of lettuce. I have to research this, but it's basically a block of lettuce served with blue cheese sauce. If you guys have the word for it, let me know on the regular chat. Of course, potatoes, French fries, barbecue brisket. I want to do a whole section on the splitting of a beef, how certain parts of the beef go to be processed in certain ways, other parts of the beef end up there. Tactus Rogue says, steak in red wine sauce topped with caramelized onion on top. Yeah, I have a few of these recipes already in my list. Sean Mister says, oh, I just got here. I thought we were just naming every food. No, I'm looking specifically for foods that are white. Because I'd like to write a cookbook during the whole winter, because I'm starting to see that the snow has come, everything is calm, I don't have stuff to do outside, so I have some degree of time on my hand while still having to care for my children first and foremost. But I do have some time on my oh, it's a wedge salad. That is what it is, a wedge salad. I remember ordering the wedge salad. So yeah, having time on my hand, and I still don't feel super confident in doing the moral signal yet. I'm going to need my children to grow maybe into later years, a few years still, so that they're completely independent before I get mentally prepared to do the moral signal. But I was thinking, I do have some degree of time on my hands, and I would like to prepare an encyclopedia of white people food, a cookbook. Yeah, apple pie, of course, is already included. So I asked Grok, and he gave me about 300 different branches of various white people food as they spread across the world, including American. And I want it to be a complete, like, top down, all of the recipes from high class to low class to very stupid convenience store food. I would like it to be a very unique look into a kind of evolutionary view on food, where it's like, wow, these traditions, you know, some of them took more than a millennia to be fully built. The sandwich took more than a millennia to be birthed. And it expresses itself in this way there, in this way there. It's fascinating what I've been discovering just doing the early research on this. So for this, I need the people of my audience who are from specific culture. And I know that some of you are not Quebecois. Some of you are Eastern European. Some of you are American. And I like to get you guys to tell me, what do you care about a lot? What is a food that defines your people? Because it allows me to have all of the angles and see, okay, this is what we need to explain. This is how food spreads across Europeans' empires over 2,000 years. How do we explain it? How do we capture it? Tarte tatin, of course, was, I think, already in my list, but it's a classic. I'll add it here to be sure. Someone says, spread your semen. Excellent. Yeah, and I may have been launched on this crazy project by Nick Fuentes, because lately Nick Fuentes has been making statements about meat, and I know he's being provocative, so I don't particularly care about it. I'm not going to debunk him, but he said that meat makes him sick, and I was like, whoa, maybe we need to talk about identity and food, because I've been having such food experiences across the world. It's unbelievable the amount of food knowledge I've accumulated. And here we have someone who says, well, he rejects meat. I'm not sure he rejects meat that much, because many of my tweets of taking pictures of meat, he likes them. So I'm not sure he's that anti-meat. I think he was being partly provocative. Squid, aglio e olio. So seafood pasta dish with squid. Absolutely including this in my list. I kind of enjoy fondue, not just the cheese fondue. I like the meat fondue in hot oil. That's very good. Ah, yeah, fondue is very good. It is. I personally really love cheese fondue with the white wine taste. It's so intense, and these pieces of bread that are just slightly roasted or dried, kind of dried. This is so good. It's amazing. I don't know how to describe how good a good cheese fondue is. Dressed herring is weird and has to be included. Dressed herring, is that... What is the dressed part specifying? Dressed herring, a layered salad. What the fuck is this? Russian grated broiled egg. It's very ugly. That's the problem. I'm not sure I feel like eating this, but okay, if you tell me that this is a Russian dish, I'm certainly going to include it in my research. Oh yeah, Papa, I just thought about it. What is the right diet for my specific race of white person? Great idea. Well, that's not going to be the role of my book. But yeah, it's... I would like to do an anthropological survey of white people cuisine. Reality Adjacent says, got to love JF, man, lol. Someone says, spread the semen, excellent, carries on, lol. Yes, Falkoch says, hi there, JF, I'm working at a newspaper in Sweden, 2 million daily readers. I would like to interview you. Well, I said to you the other time you told me that, and I said to you on the show, I am willing to respond to your interview questions. No problem. Send me an email. You will see at jfg.world, you can get my email in the contact section. Or send me a DM on Twitter or a DM on Discord. Those are the three ways in which you can immediately contact me. And yes, I've already accepted. Chronic Boom says, can the Russians in the chat stop spamming our disgusting foods? Yeah, it's kind of dilutive when you compare there's something about Eastern European cuisine that screams poverty. Like, no offense, guys, but we can see from the dish you eat that you're fucking poor. Like, this is horrible food. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Now I'm gonna have to include this in my cookbook. It's like, I guess I'm gonna have to open a negative chapter where I'm like, not positive. Quiche. Oh yeah, I had not included the quiche in my list. Kvass. Is that a food? Let's search it. Kvass with a K. A fermented cereal-based low alcoholic beverage of cloudy appearance and a sweet and sour taste. Oh. I'm adding this to my list for research because there's so much fermentation. And I already have on my list, I have cannings. So pickled cucumbers, pickled carrots, pickled honey, mustard pickles. Very English type of pickle, mustard pickle. Ketchup maison or chutney, as the English call it. If you have cannings that I haven't listed yet and that come from your culture or that you like for some reason, I'd love to hear about it. Bonjour, Jean-François. I just made an escalope à la Milanaise. It's so good. Escalope à la Milanaise. So basically a chicken... I guess, chicken slice so yeah, basically a breaded chicken slice. I'm gonna add this to the list. Yeah, people say paella. I was actually juggling with the idea, is Mexican cuisine white? And what are you going to tell me paella is Spanish in origin? The thing is, I'm actually wondering to what extent paella, I guess if it's Spanish, it's whitish. If it's Mexican, maybe an appendix at the end of the book. I still like Greek food the best. Okay, maybe I'm going to do Appendix A. Brown foods from Greece and Mexico. This reminds me of the guy, the YouTuber guy that was super pissed when I decided that Greeks weren't white. I drew the contour of the white race on a PCA graph, and I just I excluded the Greeks. you know, sometimes just a little bit of handshaking at the wrong moment can disqualify swaths of people. What do you think about the blanket de veau? Do you think it's superior to the coq au vin? I don't have much experience with these foods. I think I tried coq au vin only once. Blanquette de veau, I may have never tried a proper blanquette de veau. I was in a restaurant once and I did order a veal meal that probably was something like this, Italian form of it. But it wasn't too standard. I wouldn't judge the idea of veal based on this bad experience, because I think it was just not properly made. But I don't have enough experience with these foods to comment. Salted meats. I mean, Jay, you have mentioned carrots, pickled onions. Early Europeans would pickle a lot of food, beer, wine, cheese, pastas. These foods are what allowed Europeans to conquer the world. Absolutely. So I think it's very important and part of the history of Europeans that, yes, you know, it's kind of a military invention. Like the Mars bar is a military invention, but just like the Mars bar, any form of food reserve that you can do that can survive without refrigeration is a massive military innovation when you think about it, because these armies of disorganized people, their big problem eventually is the lack of resources. Sean Mister says, Papa, I have noticed that white women from Mexico often look very youthful for their age and are usually very rich. Can we inseminate them? Have you went to Mexico to make this observation? Because something tells me that if they look very youthful and are very rich, you're looking at Instagram thoughts, okay? There is no reason to believe that your observations extend into reality. Head cheese, I guess, is already on my list. Head cheese, maybe it's on my list, but I'll make sure that I... Coleslaw, yeah. You know, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, green coleslaw. A great classic by Colonel Sanders, who was a white man, who invented the green coleslaw. Scotch, whiskey, bourbon... Yeah, I do have to cover and research all the alcohols. That's one thing I'm realizing as I was just beginning the research to kind of establish a plan for this book. It's like European cuisine, white cuisine, is basically cuisine. Other than some Middle Eastern African traditions that you wouldn't want to write a book about. And Asian cuisine. That's basically it. It's down to this. And other than this, there are just very, very porous transmissions of culture. Like, yeah, you will hear about some Native American recipes, but European cuisine, like as something that you could write an encyclopedia on, there are not many cuisines in the world where you could write an encyclopedia about. The Asians certainly have reached their own degree of sophistication. Definitely Japanese, Chinese, Korean cuisine. They have a very big history and a very complex, equally, I would say, kind of equally complex food tradition to the Europeans. Mr. Remake says there are some white or near white Mexicans called castizos, but they're far from the majority. Yeah, it's a mess. Jeff, has anybody mentioned split pea soup? Well, I'm a big fan of pea soup, so it was already on my list. But thank you for mentioning it. West food is best food. Joseph Ben says, what do you think about Japanese cuisine? I think it's superior to the Chinese one. Chinese cuisine is so oily. Well, having had sex with a Chinese woman, I have been privy to deep explorations of high quality Chinese cuisine and you know, the mother-in-law was preparing me extremely fine traditional Chinese cuisine. And of course, it's not a cuisine that is as refined and complex as the best Japanese cuisine can become. But you may be underestimating the quality of Chinese cuisine. Because to get a Chinese, mom to prepare her classical traditional recipes, and she makes stuff like salmon balls with rice flour, and holy shit, is that good. If well done, these salmon balls are absolutely incredible. So I would say, yes, definitely Japanese cuisine has reached a higher level of refinement than Chinese, but perhaps not as much as you would have the impression by visiting a Chinese buffet. Let's not forget that Chinese buffets are American cuisine. And there is a conception of traditional, like another thing that the Chinese do very well, dumpling with black vinegar and chili garlic sauce. It's like, holy shit. They dip their dumplings in black vinegar and it's like, you taste the stuff and it's powerful. It's very flavorful. You eat raw vinegar straight in the mouth, accompanied by dumpling. Falcon says, JF, do you see veganism as being compatible with the right? I mean, I don't even see veganism as compatible with life. I think, you know, look at the nations around the world, look at what's vegan and what's not vegan, and you're gonna end up realizing, okay, so there's India that's vegan. So is veganism compatible with the right? Well, is there a right wing in India? Anyways, so that is all I had to say for tonight. I think that the dropped frame issue disappeared. It's been 27 minutes that there should not have been buffering. Can you guys confirm this on the regular chat? Because we had buffering issues at the beginning of the show, I'm gonna have to investigate this so that we don't get this problem in a repeated form. Galvaud. What is Galvaud? La poutine galvaud. Poutine galvaud is a form of poutine that is treated with kind of peas and brown sauce and sometimes chicken. So the idea of galvaud is make it taste like a hot chicken. Hot chicken. This is crazy how good a hot chicken can be. And this whole idea, hot chicken means, I don't know if you guys know this, I don't know if it's part of English culture, but it's the idea of having two pieces of bread, and sometimes they're not even toasted, can be just white bread slices, untoasted, or sometimes they're toasted. But you put chicken between the two, roasted rotisserie chicken of any kind. But then you cover this whole sandwich in brown sauce, and it gives you a hot chicken. And then it's always accompanied, for some reason, with canned peas. The hot chicken is quite something. Papa, what type of white race of pussy is your favorite? So much to review. I've been through so much. In general, all women vaginas are the same. There is not a big racial component that truly matters other than the weight. And so it's like 120-pound women have the best vaginas. 130-pound women have slightly less interesting vaginas. So it's like, it's just weight. The thinner a woman is, the best sex is with her, both because she's more beautiful and, yes, New Guy Prime found the words that I'm looking for. Pussy variance is negligible. Pussy variance is statistically negligible other than its correlate with weight.